Hello, 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 my lovely friends and fellow August babies. Today we're going to dive right in with some pantry talk, where a pantry is any area, presumably in your kitchen, that's designated for food. So it includes whatever sits on your counter, whatever's in the cupboards, the fridge, the freezer. It includes your spices, your oils, your green powder, your fiber supplement, your protein powder, anything that goes in your mouth other than medication. So step one, designate zones. A zone can be any small area you choose. It can be a shelf, a drawer, an entire cupboard, whatever you prefer. Label or list your zones so that you know where and what they are. Step two, designate bins or different areas similar to what we did when we were decluttering earlier in the year and label them keep, toss, and donate. You may have other categories, for example, compost, and that's cool, but keep, toss, and donate are the three most common. So at least start with those. Step three, empty one zone entirely onto your counter, your island, or any other workable space. Step four, pick up one item and add it to an inventory that you are going to create and hopefully maintain year round. It should be created and managed in whatever format you are most likely to use. For example, your iPhone, iPad, the back of a napkin, a fridge magnet, a notepad, wherever you have the greatest chance of keeping it updated. And if you're so inclined, there are many free printable examples online, but basically what you want to use it for is to keep track of your pantry items, how many you currently have on hand, and which items need replacing. After you've added that item to your inventory, step five is to check the item's expiration date. If it's expired, put it in the toss bin. Step six, if it is not expired, but is more than 75% empty, also put it in the toss bin. Unless it's something that you're gonna use soon, in which case it can go in the keep pile. Step seven, if it is a viable item, but something you know that you won't consume and it is unopened, put it in the donate bin. Step eight, if it's something you know you will use, put it in the keep bin. And step nine is to repeat steps four through eight until you have gone through every single item in that first zone. Then you want to start back at step three with the second zone until all zones are completed. Once you've gone through each item and it's time to put the keep items away, consider clear, airtight labeled containers for bulk items such as flowers, nuts, and seeds. You also want to create two designated areas, one for what we call overstock and one for to be incorporated. The overstock area is for items that are unopened and not yet needed. For example, your backup salad dressing bottle. The to be incorporated area is for unopened items that you haven't yet incorporated into your meals or routine yet, but want to. That area should be considered first when looking for new recipes or meal ideas. And your fridge items, other than produce and deli, can go into clear food storage bins where each bin contains no more than 6 to 8 items so that they're easily accessible and visible for inventory management purposes. And then the remaining dry pantry items can go into bins based on category, for example, baking, or based on the type of package they come in, for example, can versus box, based on frequency of usage, whether you use it often, not so much, rarely, or based on the ethnicity of the ingredient, or any combination thereof. For example, my pantry is a hybrid of all of these suggestions. And then the good news is a similar approach can be replicated for bathrooms where you would be checking for expiration dates on medication rather than food. Until next time, I hope that you find many reasons to smile and that you feel more confident in tackling your pantries and your bathrooms. Hi, this is Stacey Aika. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Tidy Triumph podcast right here in Focal Point eNews.